And the Rebbe basically compared the situation with the Friedrich Rebbe to three different inyanim that we find in Chazal. One is the Rebbe constantly repeated the inyan of Yaakov Leimes. The second was how Moshe Leimes. And the third thing was, well, the Rebbe brought out the inyan about the Friedrich Rebbe, that it's like Rabbeinu HaKadosh, where the Gemara says that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, after his passing, came back every Friday night to his family, and he participated in the Suda, and he sat in his place, and how this certainly applies to the Friedrich Rebbe as well. And the Rebbe only added that by Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, it says he came back every Friday night. And by the Rebbe, he comes every day, and he comes to that same place where he always was. In this itself, there were a lot of discussions and a lot of points that the Rebbe brought out. One of them was the idea that when we say that the Rebbe is here, it means in a gashmizikal way, to the extent that the Rebbe is mechuyev b'mitzvahs. There's a pasuk which says b'meisim chavshi. Someone who passes away is potter from mitzvahs. So the Rebbe said that this doesn't apply to the Friedrich Rebbe, because in the story with Rabbeinu HaKadosh, we find that he made kiddush for his family, and the family was yaitza kiddush. How is it possible for someone who was not obligated to hear kiddush to be meitzi other people? And the answer is because it says in the Mefarshim on the Gemara that there are certain tzaddikim that by them they're mechuyev mitzvahs even afterwards too. They do mitzvahs. The Rebbe gives another example with the famous story of Avraham Avinu. There's a shul in Hebron that was called Avraham Avinu Shul, and that's because there was one time there was no minyan. It was Erev Yom Kippur, and right before Yom Kippur started, a tenth person walked in. His name was Rebbe Avraham, and he helped them with their minyan. Because of him, they had a minyan. And after Yom Kippur, they went out to do Kiddush Levana, and the Shamash was going to take him home that he should break his fast in his house. And after Kiddush Levana, he disappeared. Nobody could find him. And they thought maybe he fell down, maybe he got hurt, and they searched for him in the dark for hours. And finally, reluctantly, they all went home. And that night, the Shamash had a dream. And in the dream, he saw this person. And he said, "Don't be so aggravated over the fact that I disappeared." And he said to him that, "I'm one of your neighbors here in Hebron, and my name is Avraham Avinu. And I saw that you had such agnus nefesh that you have no minion, so I came to be mashlim the minion. But I'm fine." So the Rebbe says, but this is a false consolation, because Avraham Avinu wasn't alive, so he can't be used for a minion. So in reality, they didn't have a minion. And the Rebbe concludes, the answer is Avraham Avinu also is one of those tzaddikim, that way he's here begashmias in a way that he's mechuyev b'mitzvahs, and therefore he's not like a malach or like an neshama, but like a person who is mashlim a minion. And the same applies to the Friedrich Rebbe.